Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Yeah. I'm gonna turn this club up.
Ooh. Yeah. I don't care what country we're in. I gotta get my dance on.
Where's the party at? It's me.
Colombia.
Wow.
Oh. He doesn't need to be there with this man.
Love in paradise, y'all.
He just wants to go dance and fuck a different guy at the end of every night. Oh, sure, I can have a baby after 45. Let me throw these chicken bones. I never thought I'd have a blonde American wife. But when I brought you that ranch dressing, I knew I'd be your dipping sauce for life. I booked a dream vacation on a tropical isle. I only wanted to bone. Oh, how could I have known that I'd wind up knocked up and really pissed? Oh, love in paradise, we're planting a banana tree. Love in paradise, have you heard of polyamory? I swear that I can see forever in your giant dick. Love in paradise. It's the size of my arm. Fade it, Gary. Wonderful.
I'm going to say something. Y'all, this is Love in Paradise, Season 2, Episode 4. The club can't handle me. That's what it's called. Again, it's worth the $5 for Discovery Plus to watch this shit, y'all. This is one of the best iterations of 90 Day Fiancé we've had. Did you notice at the beginning titles, it said Love in Paradise, the Caribbean again?
They
it did say that
up.
Last week.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, we talked about Colombia is actually on the Caribbean. Someone,
yeah, but
someone,
they renamed the show. Whatever.
Yeah,
we're calling it Love in Paradise.
Lip episode 4.
I have a lot of opinions about the gays. I'll
How
save it for their segment.
How old is he? How old is Valentine?
Too old to be.
Thank
doing
Thank you.
Too old to be doing
and y'all,
that.
You can go turn up, but the fact that instead of getting to know his partner, having conversations,
it's gonna come up. I'm not gonna talk about him first because, ironically, there's something even more I want to talk about, and it's the complete. I want to know what planet Danielle's living on.
Oh, I made you this promise. She was going to give us she's going to give us. So this is only the beginning.
This is episode four. The beginning.
Y'all, she is so jealous of everyone on his Instagram. I guarantee you she has been in it.
Oh,
and
yes.
And she probably has access.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's bonkers. Y'all, before we jump into the show, come see us live.
Come see us live.
Summer should be fun. Part 2. Go to our Linktree link. We're going to Dallas, Austin,
San Diego, and Denver.
And Denver. We'll be covering.
And then we're on vacation.
this. So this episode drops on. It drops on when we're going to drop this episode 11.
Sundays, usually.
Wait, Love in Paradise is Saturday. And
but right, the show drops on Sunday.
Yeah, whatever. You're going to hear it this weekend. We're doing it on Saturday. So just so you know, July 3rd, that Sunday of 90 Day Fiancé, we're not covering that at the beginning of this week. We're saving that for Dallas and for Austin.
Right. So it's not going to come out. The show's not going to come out Monday and Tuesday.
So
it's going to come out Thursday and Friday, right?
Friday
and Saturday.
And Saturday.
Whatever.
And then the next week's shows are going to be on
Sunday night. Friday.
And then Friday. You're going to have to wait a lot for part two for Denver. So anyway, and then we'll be done with tour and we'll be on a regular scheduled program. But oh, wait. Then we're taking a week off in July.
Then we're taking a week off.
We're taking a vacation. So any shows that happen that week, because there are some that are premiering. We did find out that, and we actually, y'all, we fucking found an email, and we emailed Matt Sharp, actually his assistant, who emailed me back very nicely and promptly and said,
a lovely gerbil.
Lovely, a robot. I think he's just literally just pulling a puppet string because he owns everything. But no, they were very, very nice.
They were.
And said basically that for sure, 90 Day UK is only airing in the UK. So if you want to watch 90 Day, we are covering it. If you want to watch 90 Day UK, you're going to have to get a VPN. Don't ask us what that is.
No, Carl's wives. I don't have time.
Carl, what is that? A very private neighbor? Because, you know, our neighbor, Danetta, she is very private. I don't know what she's doing, Carl. Can we go watch it over there, Carl? She's a VPN.
Shoot her. Go get Mama's spyglass.
Go get that spyglass and that recipe book of Vanitas. I got to bring it back. So,
y'all, a VPN is a very easy thing to get. Ask your tech-savvy child or someone who who you're fucking to help you set it up, because we ain't going to answer questions. I swear to God, if you come at me asking me about how to set up a goddamn VPN, I'm sending you, I'm sending you Colty's dick pic again.
Yes,
you
sorry.
Don't want to see that.
Y'all,
Google it.
Your teenager is using it to watch porn. You're welcome. So get a VPN.
Porn is such a barrier breaker for technology.
It's true.
I tell you what.
But I think you're also going to have to purchase a UK Discovery Plus edition.
Ugh.
So we're still covering the show. We're honestly covering the show thinking a lot about our UK and Australian sissies.
Right.
But I think the show will be a big show for them.
I can also tell you, we will be recapping the show, assuming a lot of you aren't watching the show.
Yeah, it'll be a little bit different the way we're recapping it. Not too much, but yeah, we're going to give a little bit, which we kind of do already.
We already do.
At this point, half of you don't even watch 90 Day Fiancé anymore because you listen to us.
And I think the way we're going to do the very beginning, we will tell you who everyone is. And I think we'll give you a little bit more. And
I think the first episode especially, we're going to give you like, this is the world we're in. This is what's different.
Right.
And then if you want a refresh, then we're not going to do that every episode. You just got to go back.
Right.
So anyway, it is airing the week we're on vacation, I believe.
Yay!
So
yeah, the 24th.
We will catch up on that show and do an episode one. The other episodes, though, that week, we're not. We're just going to catch. I don't care if Landon comes back to Southern Charm for one episode. We're not going to recap the whole thing.
That'll be if that ever happens, I'll just take myself out of the equation. Just grab a lily and fall down.
I don't care.
Panic.
I don't care if Danielle from Ohio comes to do an intervention on Shida and Bilal. We're not going to cover it.
Oh, God, that'd be really great TV. I'd still watch that.
I'd watch it, but we're not covering them. So,
y'all,
we're on vacation, and a lot of you have been very supportive of that. So, anyway, thank you so much.
We will. I think we are doing, if you're wanting to know what episode we will be, we are doing the week before our vacation, we are doing the 90 Day before we leave. And it will be the following week that we will be doing.
It'll be the next week where we want. So, you will get some stuff while we're gone.
No, you're going to get the thing is, there'll just be some shows you won't get. Yeah. Like, but our output is not going to change that much. You're still probably going to get 3 or 4 free shows for us a week. We've already done some special programming.
Yes.
And so we're not going to leave you hanging.
No. Yeah. So thank you for saying that, because
I'm always going to jerk that dick if I see it. Never leave him hanging. Gotta suck it.
Let's talk about that dick the size of a baby.
Ooh, that is, she said, wrecks her body. God.
A lot of you not came at it, but agreed with us, like, yeah, I wouldn't like just have like, maybe it was editing, but I wouldn't just get totally dicked down for 3 hours and then go to the OBGYN the next day. I give it a rest.
Oh. Looks like a college party just happened in there.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway,
just
y'all.
Spooge still, like, dripping from the ceiling.
Looked like, you know, like when Pooh had an explosion of honey.
Oh, bother.
Just walking around, just licking up the drops.
Mama, I do love honey.
So,
Pooh, God, what happened in here?
Someone is like breastfeeding or giving a bottle to their child right now in their Winnie the Pooh nursery, and then just go,
oh,
hey Tom, we got to change this.
I'm ruined now.
We ruined it. I do love Winnie the Pooh nurseries, actually. They're kind of like if I did a nursery.
Basic.
But I don't want... They're just so pretty. I like a pale yellow nursery. Okay.
You're never going to have a child.
I am not. My father fixed that.
Barren.
I've wiped enough butts in my life. I'm done.
Yeah.
So Danielle and Johan...
They're doing rituals by the river.
This is beautiful.
Yeah, it's really pretty.
It's really, really pretty. And they're in this river, and she's like, so my advisor told me to be here. And she's like, since we just got bad news from the doctor, I feel like today is the right day to do this.
I want to bring something up, how she's conflating two things, because I think it's truly insane.
Okay.
She's like, well, so we're going to throw this fruit in the river because I can't afford that procedure. So I think...
She's like, I'm turning to the gods and goddesses for help because I can't pay for this.
Because it's like, you're doing exactly what he's doing. You're doing exactly what he's doing is saying, I guess we just trust God.
And you got upset at him for saying that.
Yes!
Yeah.
But I'm saying it is lunacy for her to say it's financially prohibitive for us to do that. So I'm just gonna fall back on the EFA stuff. So maybe that'll work too. That's not how faith works. You still have to help things along. You can't just say, well, I guess I'll just trust God to provide for my family, so I'm gonna quit my job. I guess I'll throw some fruit in the river.
She's kind of like doing this whole leap and the baby will appear.
Yes. Or leap and the $80,000 I need for treatments will appear in my bank account.
Yeah.
Because I'm throwing fruit and eggs.
Yeah. It's
insanity.
It's, what's that? Is there a...
I don't care.
Oh, my timer's going off for me to move my car. I could hear it.
You did it, though.
I did.
Okay.
So I want to think about what I'm.
It's the same as throwing a penny in the wishing well.
Well, that doesn't work. No, that was a big deal. Have I not told you about that?
Yes, about when your mother
I talked about the wishing well in the Mountain View Mall. I've never talked about all the pennies. So
I guess I'm gonna hear about it whether I want to or not.
Yo, I was turning the wishing well to kiss and tell. So what happened? So Preston, what was his last name?
It doesn't matter.
Rutledge. Preston Rutledge. Okay. Kid I went to elementary school with. That's when the Mountain View Mall had the fountain, because I think they had it in high school. But
move on.
Around the time when my brother and I fell in. But anyway, y'all, right in the middle of Bales, but also on the other side of, like, down on the end. So Mountain View Mall had a lot of places, and there...
I'm sure it was lovely.
There, it was lovely. There was no mountains, and there was no view.
Nope.
But it was lovely.
It's Oklahoma.
But our favorite spot was Tyler's Barking Dogs, which was the place where they, ironically, didn't sell hot dogs, but they sold corn dogs. So Tyler's Barking Dogs. But they sold It was kind of like that Popcornanopolis or whatever it's called. That place where they sell like popcorn that's dyed blue in little balls.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's popular like in the 80s.
I hated that shit.
So, because you wanted it and your mother wouldn't let you have it.
I hated most things that seemed frivolous.
Wow.
As a child, why would they even do that?
They did have big candy suckers that were just too big for us to eat.
Frivolous. Frivolity.
Tyler's Barking Dogs had that. So anyway, Preston Rutledge was this kid who was, let's just say his mom sent him to some camps, and they weren't church camps.
Got it.
Pretty sure they were camps.
He was a ruffian.
No, to get you healthier.
Oh, I
see. Send him to fat camp.
Got it.
And got it. I say that because a lot of people have gone to that, and that was traumatic.
I don't think we say fat camps anymore.
Yeah, so I don't know what we say. That's why I didn't...
Fitness camps?
Fitness camp. Yeah. I don't like the idea
those
of them.
Camps still exist, though.
And I don't like the idea of any of them,
yeah,
but
it's
whatever.
Not good.
It's not, not here to
debate
that. You're
putting a stigma on
your
kid.
Yeah, I don't even like saying the F word. It makes it, ugh. But, so...
Not fuck, fat.
Yeah. Poodle's been to a fuck camp.
Oh!
Yeah. She's
those are fitness camps indeed.
True. Ooh. And so, anyway, Preston lost a bunch of weight, but then one summer... Because I remember my mother was his mother was talking about like he's gaining all this weight and they don't know why because she was feeding him the diet from camp.
Right.
Because he was young, like 9 or 10. I think I was maybe like 11 or 12. I wasn't in middle school yet, but almost. But I remember talking with his mother and with Judy Payne, who
again,
always used to chew on our mouth because she was nervous.
Complete and total recall, but before the age of 14, zero after that.
Anyway,
I think you fell on your head.
Y'all, maybe when I fell in that fountain. And speaking of, y'all, this is why you can't put a penny in the well. Because it's just like Johan said about that fruit around the tree. They didn't know it. Preston Rutledge was taking the money from the wishing well, and he was buying corn dogs at Tyler's Barking Dogs.
Good for Preston.
Because his mother would drop him off at the mall while she ran errands.
Stick it to the man.
So he was...
Steal that money.
He was eating, like she found out, like 6 corn dogs a day on top of his regular meals.
It all seems like the next step in the animal kingdom. He's
it's
hungry.
True.
He was hungry. He saw money there. Why not?
He did. He got his corn dogs.
Maybe not 6, but...
And you know what? Preston Rutledge died last year of a heart attack because he was obese.
Wow.
For real.
That just got dark.
He did. He had a heart attack.
Well, my sympathies to his family.
Well, his mother's dead too, so at least she didn't have to see through it.
Does everyone die young?
I think so. Tyler's
I'm
Barking
really
Dogs
concerned.
Closed like it closed like 5 years ago, and I was sad.
Why wouldn't it?
Well, there's not much in Bath and Body, or Bath and Body's the only thing in Mountain View Mall, really. That and Hobby Lobby.
We must move on.
There's a Chinese buffet there, but I've never eaten it.
That was such a big diversion.
Anyway, y'all, don't put your money in a wishing well, because someone's just going to get it and take your dream and buy a corn dog.
The way she talks about the wishing well, she's like, I just put something there in order to get what I want. And I'm like, I guess she is
she
saying...
She read The Fucking Secret and believes it.
Yeah, she's a big law of attraction person. But this idea, I guess she's being so upfront about it, but there's a romanticism of wishing on a star. But in Danielle's, or wishing in a wishing well, Danielle's like, so I'm going to put something in there, and then I'm going to get something from it.
It's just...
It's very, very American in her aspect of it.
It is. It's very American.
I put some fruit in the river, and I'm going to get a baby.
I'm going to get a baby. It's also very, I actually think it's kind of insulting of faith.
Me too.
Because it's, a wishing well is not the same thing as a religious ceremony that's grounded in whatever it is you believe is the higher power and creator of the universe.
Yeah,
it's very different than a wishing well,
and it's also not. So it's not like a 401k that you just pay. You actually pay into, and then you get it at the end.
No,
this
like
it's not that.
Whatever, because
you're not putting fruit into your 401 and eggs into your 401k.
I'm not gonna make fun of the things that she does, because I think what's different than Catholics thinking that water is turning into wine,
agree.
Or Pentecostals talking to snakes. Like we all have religious ceremony, but I just want to hit on what you're saying. I think what made me laugh in the and just the ludicrousy of it all is that she's a, literally a, she is a, an emotional child, equating this to just I wish on a star and it happens. Whereas, like when I have a, if I meditate or I really pray about something, like I'm putting out something to the universe and I'm setting an intention, and that intention then I hope comes back to me, but also that intention
helps
empowers me to take action in my daily life as a commitment to myself.
Because she said to Johan, everything you're talking about takes all the personal responsibility off of you. Exactly what you're doing. And we're gonna see some more audacity from this bee later on.
Ooh.
But y'all, she says she's also so, it's almost like this is almost a guarantee for her. You're offerings and they give you things. It's like a pinball machine.
Yeah. You know what I think it is? I think it is I think she's an Enneagram 4.
Don't lump her in with me. How dare you? No, she's actually, I can tell you that she's not.
But I think this, I think her doing this,
she's
type
more of a 7.
I think this whole religious, it's all about the look of it. It's all about how it makes her look. She is different. She's unique. She's special.
Possibly, I think.
Because, y'all, Johan, I think, he's not saying it. Y'all, he still thinks she's a witch.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't know what the fuck's going on.
What this is she's not taking...
I want a corn dog now.
Oh, stop. She's not taking into account the fact that gods and goddesses or the universe or whatever is fickle and may not give you what you want. And
Garth Brooks sang it, y'all. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers.
Thank you. So... they are, he basically says, she's,
and then and there,
no. I wish I had some pennies from
for
that.
The gifts in my life. Look,
we can't do, we can't Fine. Do this all day. You're so distracted today.
Sometimes I thank God. Do, do, do. That's all I wanted to do.
Okay.
I'm done.
Can I go on?
Yeah, but I really want a corn dog now because Tyler's Barking Dogs are the best corn dogs.
Again, you please focus. Do you know what this show would just be like if you were just talking?
I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, I'm sure. Anyway, so they're throwing stuff into the river for offerings, and she's telling him, and he's like, I'm not really worried about what she's going to do. She's like, but I'm just here for her. And then she's like, so we need to plant a banana tree. She does not tell him why.
Well,
because obviously, and he's like, we're going to offer them fruit and eggs. And he basically says, I give it 3 hours before someone takes it because people are in need here.
She says eggs. That is what I was thinking.
He's
too.
A lot. He is in a weird way. You would think by the way he talks about faith and we just need to let God handle it, at least he's practical in stuff like this.
Unless it's telling your people about when he's getting married.
I didn't have as many problems with that.
I didn't either, though.
She did the exact fucking thing. Think about it. When she left.
She did.
She told her friends before she was leaving.
She did. That's true.
That is the absolute hubris here, you guys.
That's true. I forgot about
that. She told her friends. She goes, so I'm going to get married.
She's such a hypocrite.
What?
And for the same reason, she didn't tell them because she knew they would tell her not to do it.
Yes. I think what he's saying, though, we do meet his friends. I was annoyed. We met three friends.
Well, before she did that, she said, this really is about hopefully helping his womanizing ways, but I'm really worried about him talking to people on Instagram. And I went, he's a personal trainer at a fucking resort. Yes.
And you have problems with his social media
game. He's going to follow his clients because some fucking white woman named Sherry is having her Stella Got a Groove Back moment, she thinks, and she's going to say, follow me, Johan.
And she will hopefully introduce him to other clients because that's what social media is about.
And tell them about this resort. And what's he supposed to say? No, I'm not going to follow this person. No, y'all.
Yeah.
Straight men are not barking down Johan to train with him.
Right. This is absolutely a reflection of her absurd insecurities and the fact that she thinks it's going to be okay to date a man who does this, that she's made it. Oh, she has just no self-awareness.
They really got a gold mine doing this version of 90 Day Fiancé, because almost everyone that travels here thinks it's going to be love in paradise.
Right.
They really do. And it's such a rude awakening that they get.
Because I think this person really interests me, Danielle, because of all of them, she feels like the one who's got it together the most. But it's actually quite the opposite.
I don't feel like she has anything together. But
that's how it was presented. That's what I'm saying. More than a lot of the others.
I guess it was presented. I know you did too, but I saw through that immediately.
Me too.
So she thinks she has it together,
right,
for sure. Because they did present her like the single mom. She raised a kid.
Teacher. She's not Ariana living in fucking Quincy with her mom.
She's not. So that night, they're going to go.
Or Amber working at O'Charlie's.
You know what? At least she has people move in her house because she knows they rent got to be paid.
Daniel!
She said, I want to meet with his friends because I want to ask them questions. And I'm like, again, why does anybody ever think the first time I meet your friends, I'm going to have
grill them.
They're going to grill and tell
them. That's
a 90-day
tradition. Now, the fact that, and he brings up a point. He's like, I don't know why she can't just ask me. And I'll tell
in
you
private.
Why. I'll tell you why. Because she thinks you're going to lie because she doesn't really trust you. Because she doesn't trust anyone.
She doesn't.
And she thinks she's going to find out because she will do anything to blow this up.
To blow this up.
She needs to sabotage this so badly.
Oh, yeah.
And that has been...
She feels so unlovable.
Yep.
She really, really does. And Danielle, she says, I'm looking for protections for his womanizing energy with the banana tree, but I really need the truth. And we meet... There's...
Three friends.
Daryl on the end, who's mute, doesn't say anything.
We never got the third person's name. We got Joel, Giancarlos, and we never...
Joel and Giancarlos.
They're both hot.
They're both hot, and also, yes, I'm making assumptions, but I'm just saying, y'all, they're not... Because I don't think Johan's a fuckboy, not like Sherline.
These are work friends.
But they're all, you can tell, like... Very, like, I'm sure their Instagrams are, I feel like they all work in this resort
Me
area.
Me too, that's what I was going to say.
And they're also his...
Tourism people.
The reason he hasn't told them, they are his probably single bro friends who like to go, like, have drinks with him and chase women. I
also don't think Johan has many close people in his life. He's very introverted.
He talked about his family, but we haven't met his family yet. I know we are. We see
right.
a clip of that, and Danielle is just, she's freaking out and thinking, what do I got to plant now?
But it seems like these friends are kind of like, when he says, when they were talking, basically she's like, I've got a lot of questions. And he said, this is when you start to see the insecurity. And she doesn't ask, how many girlfriends has he had before? The most important question she asks is, were all his girlfriends Dominican, or were they other white ladies or ladies from international women who are better than me? So she's basically asking them in a bold-faced way, were the rich women like better than me, or am I good looking? It's like she's 14.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so
And it also, if you think he's fetishizing other white women, does that mean you spot it, you got it? Are you fetishizing him?
Yeah, that's true.
It gave me creep vibes when she presented it that way, because I felt like she was seeing him not as a person, but just as like someone who just
tries to dick other white women.
Who's just a fuckboy who wants to dick down white women conquest.
The friends say it is very normal to... to follow clients on Instagram, which is something we already know.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I just don't want these women calling me up, blah, 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 you're with my man. So she's making an assumption there that he's actually not just following these women, but he has relationships with these women.
Yes.
It is unbelievable that he's saying that she's saying this right in front of him.
Maybe evidence is going to come out later.
Maybe.
But right now, we have no evidence of this. It is a 90-day thing for us to be like, why is this happening? And then next episode, he'll say,
right.
So I'm in a relationship with two people on Instagram.
Right.
And then we go, gong, gong.
Yeah. So they say, and then she basically says, yeah, we're getting married. And they're like, wait, you're getting married? And she flips out because this is what she's been looking for.
I never realized this. You're so right. She literally just did this like the week before.
Yes. Yes. She did the exact same thing.
She did the exact same thing.
And she's like, to her friends, she's like, I don't care what you say. I'm going to get married.
And she said, it's just so... Man, she's selfish. And I know that she raised a kid and all that, and so she has said it feels like my time.
No, she's terrible.
But she said, I'm changing my whole life for him. And I'm like, but you don't know where you're going to move yet. He could be moving to the U.S. That means he would change his whole life for you.
She's the same entitled American bullshit.
She really is.
Yeah, it's
really
just in a different package. The same garbage in a different package. You just unzip her and out falls garbage.
Yep. Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, a milk carton. Thank you.
And Johan says, things that are private to me, I keep more private, smaller circle.
And he does say, and the friends say, that is culturally, you tell your family, then maybe you tell your friends.
Yes.
And I don't know anything about Dominican culture, but that makes sense to me.
I don't either.
He is talking about, he also says, I also don't want people wishing me bad vibes and wishing me like evil eye and stuff like that. And that is, I can imagine, that is very cultural.
Yes, it is very. And people believe in it.
Yeah.
It's not like someone just says like, you know, that bitch Robert threw shade at my wedding. No. You believe that this could ruin your marriage.
So, but she's not happy with hearing any of that.
No, she's not.
And she's like, I think there's something else going on here. And maybe there is, but she's doing her level best to explode this.
She is.
Shall we move on to the gays at... when they pull up to the Colombian version of Splash or Boy Bar.
I got to ask my friend who is one of my best friends is Colombian and is gay. So I want to ask him culturally, is this the culture or not? Now he is from Bogota, so it's a bigger city.
Bucaramanga. Yes, it's a smaller city.
Smaller, so.
Or Bucaramanga. I'm saying it wrong.
I didn't even try. Any sissies, because I don't want to sound like Frankie.
Well, Barranquilla.
Yeah, Barranquilla. Yeah, I don't want to sound like Frankie.
Who was from
Leche?
Who was from Bucaramanga? Someone was from Bucaramanga.
Colombia. So, anyway, come at us, Colombian sissies.
Maybe that was
specifically gay sissies.
My Lisa
from Colombia.
No, they were in Medellin.
You're right.
They were in Medellin, yeah. Which is a bigger city as well.
Yeah.
And beautiful. So,
Colombia. They're still together. I don't know if anybody's completely repulsed by that. And she is slowly zapping his will to live. And he's probably cheating on her, too.
Well,
again,
golden retrievers only live for about 11 years anyway.
My Lisa.
So,
sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song, To All Our Queens. Love yourself.
yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners, we know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
This, the most telling thing to me of all this, was the first scene when he was brushing his teeth.
The toothbrushing?
Because
it was very aggressive.
But some people brush their teeth.
That's true.
They don't know one another at all. And so that's where this goes. Is that, y'all, I live in an apartment with my partner in one bathroom. I learned in my relationship, we take time. He gets ready on his own, I get ready. You have a small bathroom. We don't try to share a bathroom. Like, and I went, at first in my head, while I was watching this, I was like, why are they trying to do this at the same time? And I went, oh.
They don't know how each works.
They don't know anything about how the person works.
No.
So it's, and Carlos's reaction to that was, I didn't think a normal reaction. Like a normal person would go, oh, okay, you just take a while to brush your teeth. But the way, I do feel like, Valentine was really extra a lot this and insensitive a lot.
Yeah.
And I think Carlos is just a raw nerve of sensitivity to all of this.
I would agree.
And he takes
they're the worst people for each other.
And he takes everything so much more to heart. And Valentine's not going to understand that.
It's interesting. Carlos takes this as not leaving any space for him, because he's brushing his teeth for a long time and not saying
personally,
do you want to share this bit of the sink? And it's interesting. He's like, you have to close the water running. That's a very American thing, to keep the water running while the toothbrush.
Yeah.
Other countries, they do not do that.
They don't.
He's like, oh, that's a bad habit of mine. But he does take this personally, that he's not leaving. He's in his space and he's not apologetic about it. I think I would expect someone who, if I'm doing my own routine, I think two things are at work here. Valentine is not concerned at all with fitting into someone else's environment and being courteous.
Mm-hmm.
And Carlos is assuming this person will be overly respectful of a new environment.
Yeah.
So I think those two extremes are happening.
It's what happens, y'all. I will say probably the number one killer in new relationships is going into a relationship with unrealistic and very high expectations of the other person, and they both have super high expectations of how this person's going to behave
because they built up this
fantasy.
And weirdly,
what were their Skype conversations like?
I'll tell you. You said it one time. Sexting.
Yeah.
Phone sex. And I think Carlos got what he needed to know. They probably did the talk. They did the talking up to where they would both jerk off together.
I bet Valentine really baby talked him as well.
Yeah.
Like, oh, baby, and made him feel loved.
And you wonder, though, and it seems like Carlos took in everything that Valentine was telling him, and I wonder how much Valentine took in, because he doesn't seem to assume, he doesn't really seem to know what Carlos thinks about things.
No.
This is when we get into a place where they're going to a gay club, you guys, because Valentine asked to go to a gay club.
Is it called Lives or is it called Lives?
I'm not sure. I kept thinking it was Lives.
I was thinking like I live.
Yeah.
Lives.
Or Lives. Lives is probably better. Lives. Come to Lives. We'll see you at Lives tonight. So they get Yanner is his cousin. So they're going out with his cousin, who is
Yanner?
Out to Yanner, spelled J-A-N-E.
Why did I write Connor?
It was probably an autocorrect, which you just kept writing, I'm sure.
Yeah, maybe it was the autocorrect, yeah.
And you sped through and didn't even, y'all, that's...
No, I watched it on Discovery Plus. There wasn't, I didn't watch subtitles.
No, I'm saying you sped through it without looking what you wrote.
I was going to call him Connor.
It's Yanner.
Well, I wrote Connor the whole time, so we'll see.
I know.
How that works.
I paused it to make sure. I heard him say Yanner. I'm like, I wonder how that's spelled. Let me see that just to make sure I get that right.
Again,
that is the difference.
Don't have unrealistic expectations of me.
Yeah, though that went away a long time ago. There is no bar anymore. So he's out to his family, and Carlos says that was a big deal. This is what's weird. Valentine says, I've been wanting to go out in a gay club to get my dance on, to do this. What does Valentine hope to get out of going to this gay club?
Sex.
Thank you.
Sex, because we kind of already thought this already. This proves to me, and I normally don't like to say this, but I feel comfortable in saying this. Valentine is not polyamorous, y'all.
No. Just wants to fuck around a lot of guys.
He wants to have an open relationship where he has a bunch. And he's saying that he can't quell all the love he has to give for people. It is his. Now, there are people that are polyamorous, like legitimately.
Yeah, we've talked about it. Yeah.
Or demisexual or whatever.
I don't think that means what you think it means.
Isn't demisexual?
Demisexual is meaning you. I don't want to get this wrong. I think that means you are attracted to someone, the person. Hold on, let me see. I want to make sure I get this right. Sexually attracted to people after a strong emotional bond has been formed.
That's what I meant. Like, I actually think the older I get, I actually think probably if I had to date again, I think I'm probably more of a demisexual. I just don't want to get fucked like a hole. And I think that...
Not familiar.
That's fine. That's fine, whatever you think. But I'm bringing those. I think that is not Valentine at all. It is, no. I just want to fuck guys. I want to like be sexually free and do whatever I want. And actually, I think it bothers me because I know real people in my life that are polyamorous, and it does not look anything like this.
And you guys, remember this. Why I ask you this, they're going to a gay club. Why bring sand to the beach?
Yeah.
Think about what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Why bring sand to the beach? In other words.
Well, mainly because at Lake Murray, it's all rocky. So they have to bring the sand. Otherwise, they wouldn't have a beach.
But
So in Lake Murray, you got to bring sand to the beach.
Don't obscure this. When I say why bring sand to the beach, don't bring your boyfriend to a gay club.
Exactly. Because we've seen this.
Gay clubs are places for hookups.
They're
especially dance clubs like they're in.
Dance because you go, you know, do you know how many times Poodle and I were in our 20s saying, we just want to go dance tonight. That meant we wanted to go rub our butt up against some guy's dick and make it hard and go home with him.
I know there are women and women who go to these places, straight women who go and they're just having a good time to dance. Great. I'm okay with that as long as you respect the space that you're in and don't try to have bachelor parties and things like that and just be not respectful of where you are. But gay clubs historically have been places to meet and hook up. And
obviously have changed that, but there still is that connotation.
What he is wanting to do later on is hopefully that he wants to dance, but he loves the sexually charged atmosphere of a gay club, which is what he wants, what he knows in L.A.
Because, I just want to say, they show up to the club, to Lives. Y'all, no one's living at Lives because no one's there.
I think they're there at like 8:30.
But I will say, if he wanted to go there just to dance, he would have some drinks, take some drugs, or whatever you want to do. And just dance. Because I know some people that don't want to hook up, that if the DJ is playing great music,
they'll have a dance party. Right. Just, I've done that.
Also,
before.
Sometimes you want a safer space where, you know, it's all queer people around you. I get that. And I think that may be why Carlos said, sure, let's go, because it's a safer space.
Well, he said, I wanted to have a sexy night with my boyfriend. I think Carlos probably wanted to go to this club and dance with his boyfriend all night. Not knowing that Valentine was disappointed that there wasn't other guys for him to bump up and grind
yes.
to.
Yes, yes.
And he takes it so far.
To get Carlos's cousin to dance almost this in a really provocative, gross way with the bartender.
Because there's all these hot, built, muscly, shirtless bartenders. Yeah. The bartender is so uncomfortable and thinking, like, y'all, this is, if you need a video description of what it is to be an American traveling, this is it. He pulls the bartender from behind. The bartender is visibly uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It feels like he's at this point saying, am I a sex worker now at
That's
this
point? That's what it feels like.
Am I? Because we didn't see it, but I guarantee you Valentine like gave him money to do it.
Yeah.
And he's now dancing with Carlos's cousin. Carlos said his cousin was uncomfortable. He didn't look that uncomfortable to me.
But
he could have been.
He knows his cousin.
Yes. Connor could have been uncomfortable.
Yanner.
So he looked like he was enjoying it. But regardless, it was, and this is a lot, it might be one of the cringiest things I've seen on 90 Day Fiancé.
Wow. I think the other point is when he was saying, Valentine basically says, it's like, I want to take my shirt off so bad, blah, blah, blah. And then he says, he's just trying to stifle me. That Carlos is just trying to stifle me. He's like, and then, so his, they're fighting about something, you guys. And for Valentine, he's thinking, this is how I behave. I'm an out and proud gay man. Blah, blah, this is how I do things. The thing about it is, it's not that he's marching in a pride parade. How he sees himself as an out and proud gay man is being sexual in public places, which is very common in gay culture.
And I understand how that is and can be for some a form of activism.
Right.
But it's also, but for Carlos, it's not.
Right.
So he's not honoring that. And also,
so they don't speak the same language. They don't speak the same language as emotionally.
No.
Or what their sexuality means to
it's
one
like,
another.
It's like, yes. And it's also Valentine, I think, y'all, he's that guy in a club.
Ugh.
That even before you get to the club, he's that guy in the car, like, yeah. So it's this adrenaline junkie, too.
Yeah.
I actually wouldn't be surprised if he deals a lot with sex addiction, because I get that vibe from him that it's always got to
totally
be
get that too.
Continuous enamorment. He always needs to be validated by people telling him how sexy he is, how funny he is.
I don't need anybody to start the party. I bring the party.
He's kind of like...
Exhausting.
He's kind of like a gay Jabri. He always needs that that influencer attention. It's always got to be extra. He can't ever just sit with himself and emotions. That's hard because
I don't dislike Jabri as much as I dislike this guy, but I can see that comparison. And I dislike Jabri, but this guy with this episode, you realize that he has no empathy for where Carlos is. He just wants to get his drink on, his dance on, and basically, y'all, this is a thing for him. He goes out every week, which I guarantee he does, and he goes out, drinks, dances, and gets his dick wet every single week, and
every
this is what he does.
Weekend.
And if he doesn't do that, he doesn't feel normal, and that doesn't feel like acting like a, quote, proud gay man for him.
100% he's going to have an OnlyFans by the end of this.
100%.
Because that's going to be validating from him.
But
we see this. We've seen, like, when's the last time you went out to West Hollywood? Like, went out?
2 or 3 years ago. Like, I didn't go dancing, though.
No, it was earlier in, like, remember it was, like, 6 years ago in your, like, late 30s where you realized that the Abbey serves dinner? You never knew that in your 20s because you got there late.
I'm like, oh my God, they have food here.
Yeah, you're like, what?
Oh my God.
I thought they just served French fries at 2.
Are there like, do you have like, y'all like mozzarella sticks?
Like, you probably still don't know to this day that Fiesta Cantina actually serves Mexican food. Did you know that?
They serve chips and salsa because I've had a lot of that because I was about to get
sick.
No,
you can go early and actually have a meal.
It's terrible.
I know, but you probably didn't know till your mid-30s because we never did that. And so...
I'm like, wait, a gay bar serves food?
I just... It's...
So does Motherlode. Motherlode has food.
It does?
Yeah.
Didn't... So I... That just should... I haven't been... I haven't gone out in West Hollywood in... Probably like 2 years. And even then it was like to go have a meet someone for a drink and catch up. But you'll go to those places. And so like we'll get there around like 7 or 8 and we'll be leaving around 9:30, 10 when the club stuff starts to happen. And you will see these people that
lots
we saw
of Valentines
20 years ago.
Yep.
That y'all, and then they were young and cute.
I want to say that.
Not the same.
Thank you for saying that. Valentine is cliche. He is a West Hollywood cliche.
He's very West Hollywood.
And it's...
He's the reason why I never lived in that city. Because there was too much of these buff, beautiful, quote, beautiful, unrealistic guys who life just revolved around sexual attention and partying.
And he does not... I guarantee you, he rarely leaves Los Angeles because that's where he feels comfortable.
Yeah.
And this is going to be a problem because he's in Colombia and trying to treat it just like an LA gay club.
Yeah.
And just saying, this place is dead. It's just the worst American exceptionalism. Just if you're going to a gay club, say, wonder what gay clubs are like here. And
the fact that he thought it would be like LA, and I went, no. That's another reason why I'll go to a bar, but West Hollywood is one of the queer meccas of the world.
Right.
There's not going to be huge gay clubs in Nebraska.
And he thinks this is why he's from Los Angeles, but he's so provincial. He doesn't know much about the world at large.
And
how
he's originally from, he's in LA now, but he's from New York.
Right.
So I think he's.
Which is weird.
So I think that's the only kind of like gay experience.
Yeah.
He needs to watch that documentary, Small Town Gay Bar.
Well, he's not very curious about life.
No.
He's happy to do what he's going to do. And
it's the reason why in places
so
like,
mismatched.
Y'all, it's a reason why like in West Hollywood proportionally has like a higher, I don't remember this from doing my internship, the Gay and Lesbian Centers. There is a higher level of people that have addiction and things. Because
of course there is.
You're in this community where you're taught it's don't feel things, just.
Yeah.
Life should be fun now, which is great, but not to feel.
People are also a lot of times escaping environments where they had trauma.
Yeah.
And they move to Los Angeles or something to avoid, they're getting away from something. So that's unprocessed trauma plus just feel, don't feel anything, all the beautiful people.
And I
all
guarantee
of that.
You that, maybe you mentioned a little bit, I guarantee you he has a traumatic background.
Valentine?
Yeah. You know what? So if we are going to take a break for the people because we're eventually going to air this on our public feed. So we're going to take a break for those feed. But for that, we're just going to keep on going. Okay. So then can we talk about their conversation kind of outside of the club?
Yeah. And Carlos leaves. He walks out after he was dancing on because, y'all, he's just not paying any attention. This is the thing. And this, before you get to this, I just want to say, the idea of you're only there for a little bit of time, you've never met in person, and you want to go to a gay club. It boggles my brain.
It wouldn't boggle my brain if you wanted to go to a place where you could sit and have a drink, put your hand on your partner's back, like rub his back,
right.
Like normal, like traditional straight relationships are that you see. That wouldn't bother me. It wouldn't bother me if he wanted to go to this club and they had drinks and they like danced
salsa
in each
danced.
Other's arms all night and had a ball.
That's not what he wanted.
Because that would have been about connecting. It wasn't about that at all. It was so just
It was about him getting his quote-unquote dance on and dancing provocatively, dancing sexually, and feeling the sexually charged energy of a gay club.
If there were a lot of people at that club, he would have tried to take some guy home and force Carlos into a threesome.
Yes, 100%.
He would have tried to find some bottom that they both could share a topping.
Yes, 100%.
And Carlos would have felt really... So now Carlos...
That was the plan, by the way, you guys, if you didn't think that was the plan.
Yeah, that's his plan. I mean, he said that. So, because remember, y'all, we got a two-top problem.
Don't the forget. Two-top dilemma.
The two-top
An Agatha
dilemma.
Christie mystery.
So that's where Carlos says, you know, he's like, I wanted to have a fun, sexy night with the man I love. And... Valentine, that's what he says, like, you didn't want, I feel like you didn't want to be with me. And Carlos explains, I was worried about you because in LA you can do that. It's different here. He said, it's not safe. And Valentine's like, yeah, okay, whatever. And no, Carlos says, no, I've seen people act up in even gay clubs and they get hurt by other people from the way they acted. So he's actually seeing, I guess, some type of violence. And he said, and then you made my cousin Connor unhappy too.
And I think this...
Yannin, right?
Yanner. And this may be a little bit overreach. It may also be... And Valentine says, I think you're projecting your insecurities about being gay onto me. And that may be true. It is super presumptuous at this time in your relationship to psychoanalyze your partner in that way.
It could be true. But the danger in doing that is that you're going to, when we therapize people, not just
be a therapist. It feels condescending.
Well, it also...
That's the way a lot of people take it.
Yeah, it's condescending, but also what you're doing, I think sometimes people do that as a way to... Valentine knows Carlos isn't right for him.
Yeah.
I think a part of him knows. I think that's his way of saying, we don't want to say it's about me. Valentine doesn't want to say it can't be me. It can't be what I did. It can't be what I said. So this has to be your thing because it's too hurtful or it disrupts my brain to think that I was responsible in hurting you.
Right.
So it's also a way of shirking the responsibility off of yourself.
Yeah. And I think this is not just, not all of this is on Valentine. Carlos has yet to really say what he wants. And
I 100% agree.
And in a way, Carlos knows that they're not right for one another too. But he's thinking through sheer romance and them being together for long enough, they will find some way. Now, I think he is using Valentine as a way to come out to his family.
Yeah.
Not that that's a bad thing, but using another person to do it is.
I think that I don't feel sorry for Carlos here. I think they're both using each other for different means.
Yeah.
And the way Carlos, like, I was surprised. I went, oh, wow, Carlos has a cousin who came out. And it's, again, it's his process, but it just shows how deeply traumatic this is for Carlos.
He said, I wasn't brave enough to do it. That's
what he said.
And when he said
that kind of was like a knife in my chest because I thought, it's not that you weren't brave enough to do it. It wasn't your time.
Right. Everyone's got their own schedule.
But he is a walking shame spiral.
He is.
And he's in it, this cycle of shame. And I understand why that triggers Valentine because as a black queer man in the U.S., you got to go through a lot of shit to come out and be this out and proud. Great for Valentine to doing it.
But it's not, but Carlos's journey is not his journey.
It's not, but you have to, I know it's just being like from the South and evangelical being around, you kind of have to say, I worked on this in therapy. You kind of have to look at shame in the face and say, shame, fuck off. I'm not going to, you almost have to go the other way and say, shame has no place here. I'm not going to allow shame to be in my life because I was shamed so much in it.
Right.
And that Valentine is still in that.
Yeah.
When we come out, often we kind of do that. Like, we're like, fuck it, I'm here and I'm queer, deal with me.
That's why all those young boys in moved to New York, everyone does drag because
and
it's that thing.
And that's a part of it. There's stages of coming out. This has been studied. So that is like, I think it's like kind of
stage
three.
Yeah, you're right. Valentine is still stuck there.
It's in this stage three of coming out of, I'm here, I'm queer, I'm an active, you don't like me, fuck you. then there's different models for all these stages. But then, like, stage four is kind of like a, wait a minute, not everybody agrees with me.
What do I want?
Maybe I can be, maybe I don't have to be a certain gay like every other gay in the village.
Or so reactive.
And then you kind of get to a stage five or whatever, a full acceptance of yourself of whoever you are.
And then you adopt, stage six is adopting a French bulldog.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. They are not, they are completely different stages of development.
It is insane.
Because Carlos is the... The beginning stage is, oh, maybe I'm different. Then the second stage is, oh, I'm gay. I'm not going to tell anyone. Then there's another stage of, I'm gay, but God, this is who I am, but it's hard for me to even feel good about myself. And Carlos is in that.
Yeah.
And paired with an out and proud, fuck me, I'm here, I'm queer.
It's the worst.
They're the worst.
I could not be worse. Yeah. This has less chance of making it than Gabby, Abby, and Flabby.
And Frankie. You know what? I agree. Let's talk about Frankie.
We were going to do Ariana and Sherlock.
Oh, we were. Let's talk about them first. Yeah. Because it's just a blip, y'all.
Deluded.
Deluded. God, this baby is cute.
This is a cute. Odin is a cute, cute baby.
And the cameraman keeps on like, this is like a fucking Gerber commercial.
Because
you
baby.
Know they're just sad looking at Ari and Sherlon. And finally, Rachel, the producer, is like,
just show the baby again. Just show the baby.
They get there. He got an AC, and she's like, I'm impressed. She's like, I guess that really means he's wanting to make things, make a good trip showing for us to work on our relationship. Again, honey, you drew the wrong conclusions.
Or he just wants to make his child comfortable.
Yeah.
And have a clean apartment for his baby.
It's amazing how she can
twist. She is an example of we believe what we want to believe.
And y'all, then she's like, so it's time to change his diaper. And she's like, Sherlon's turn.
I didn't like the way that she does. It's kind of like, this is on you now. And I wanted to say, like, if you want him to show up and be kind of this collaborative relationship with you, why not say
that's the thing,
hey babe, let me show you how to change the diaper, like let's practice and you can do it.
It's done out of antagonism because it's like you weren't around, so it's your turn.
And I was like, there was a pandemic. And also we had a sissy message us. Did you see that?
No,
because he's from
Jamaica.
He's from Jamaica. A sissy message us from Jamaica and said, it actually is. She said, it would have been easier that he had a kid. She said, but it's very hard to get a visa from Jamaica to the U.S.
Got it.
She didn't go into it, but she said it is a very difficult thing
to
do.
But what I'm thinking of is...
But she acts literally like he didn't drive across town to see the baby.
And what she's upset about is she's weaponizing it towards him. And she thinks it's being fun and cute in a way.
It's shaming,
but it's shaming and mean spirited.
It is.
And then she's like, "Your turn, Sherlon."
Not that he's like gonna be the world's best father. We don't know.
Yeah,
we don't know.
Do you notice? Seeing how sweet Sherlon is with Odin makes me think we could end up together as a family again.
I went. He reminds me of the way he was before. And I went, the way he was before is that you both got drunk in Jamaica and fucked for seven days because it was a bang trip.
Yeah. Seeing as that Ryan Gosling looked at me out of the corner of his eye as he left the room makes me think we could end up as a family.
I had to talk you out of that one.
Thank you. Thank
I really
you.
Had to give poodle.
Thank you.
He came back
to
that concert
now.
And he said, Ryan Gosling and I are getting married. And it was a two-week intervention.
Right now I was being an Ariana.
You were?
And I'm glad I had a friend to tell me that wasn't going to happen. But I'm saying what I just said about Ryan Gosling staring at me is kind of similar to what's happening.
True. And you're, it's
they're two different things.
And now that he's going to be that role of Ken and he looks kind of gay, that's going to make you have false hope again.
I'm so going to see that movie.
And I'm going to have to slap it out of you.
What a weird movie and what a perfect movie for our times. It's just such a weird just the fact that it exists is awesome to me.
I wonder how they're going to have to do it because it looks like they're making it tongue in cheek, which means
they
Mattel would had to have signed off on making fun of Barbie.
I think Mattel has leaned into a 21st century Barbie though.
No, they've done a lot.
Yeah, otherwise it's going to die. So they basically say one thing I wrote down is they're all taking care of the baby, you guys. And I wrote down the baby's going to give them no time to work on their quote fingers relationship. No. And also he said, I'm worried, to be 100% honest to her, about what's been happening while she was away.
Because he been fucking other ladies, fuck. Because he works at a swingers bar. And he's got to fuck to make money. Because he's a fuck boy. Making money for his fuck boy child.
Don't call Odin a fuck boy child.
I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't. A lot of people were like...
He was a bang trip baby. But
some people say, like, I don't know why you call Sherline a fuck boy. And it's not because... Just because someone's a fuckboy doesn't mean they're not going to be a good father. I think he could turn out being a great father.
You would have to change your lifestyle around a little bit.
For him to, it's not that, but it's that.
I don't think y'all understand. Maybe some people, what we're talking about when we say fuckboy,
because Johan is not a fuckboy.
No,
to me.
A fuckboy is a guy who is usually very self-absorbed because his life allows him to be.
Yeah.
It is a time where he has no real dependence.
That's why Benny is a fuckboy.
Yeah, and that way he kind of lives life on his own terms, sleeping with as many women as he can, and usually there's not a lot of long-term insight about where they're going.
No, and his worth, even though he won't say it, his worth and also how he's honestly kind of admired and cultured is his fuckability.
Yeah. And they talk a big game but don't really ever deliver as far as relationships.
And how
go.
Many times has Sherlon said, like, grandiose things talk. To Ari? Yeah. And I, granted, she's
Beanie,
putting a
Beanie,
lot of stuff.
Beanie, you just said Sherlon, Ari.
Well, Ariana.
Ariana. Ariana. I see.
Sorry. Sherlon... I think Ariana's made up a lot in her head.
Oh, definitely.
But I do think he probably has promised her things and said things just because a fuckboy does a really good job working at a resort, y'all, because they're taught to promise you the moon.
Right.
Because, like, what was
Give
Stephanie
you good
Cuckoo?
Service.
Who was she with? That guy.
Ryan.
Ryan, yes.
Ryan. And Ryan. Then Daddy Harris.
Ryan was a
cool,
fuckboy.
Cool.
Anyway.
True. Shall we move on to the scam which Frankie, Abby, and Gabby...
Mama Con and Baby Con can't convince me otherwise.
They would have to have sex with each other to do that.
Yeah.
Wow. I have a different theory that I'm going to elaborate on later.
Well, first we have Frankie... We need to talk about some things with Frankie. Poodle.
There seems to be one type of word art that permeates this house.
Is the theme of his bedroom and bathroom just...
Get naked.
Get naked.
Yes.
I didn't see that on my mother's Pinterest wall.
No.
Because she's redoing her bathroom now.
In Live, Laugh, Love...
I got four colors of cream today.
In Live, Laugh, Love. It looks like it came out of the Poodle Home collection.
It does.
But I would never be that basic. It would basically be live, laugh, fucking get naked.
You know, one pillow I don't mind. You get it. It's ha ha. It's your bedroom. Let's get naked.
Two pillows. Less so.
Did you see the get naked shower curtain?
I did see the
curtain.
There was a curtain.
Maybe a closet curtain or a shower curtain.
Does he sell them? That was my question after a while.
Yes. Does he have a store, the Get Naked store?
If he doesn't, it's too much and he needs to stop trying so hard.
This is I didn't really before either, to be honest, y'all. But I wrote, if anyone watching this feels sorry for Frankie, you're kidding yourself.
Yeah, stop it.
You guys, you can't feel sorry for this guy.
No.
Because
I didn't feel sorry for him at the beginning.
No, I didn't either. I didn't either. But he's
a loser.
He's just, it's not a, I guess he's a loser. For me, a loser means he's not motivated. Like, he's got a job. He has a house.
But I'm saying he's playing at something he's not.
But this is all kink to him.
Right. But But so I'm saying he's playing.
He's a bullshitter.
Yes.
Maybe
he's trying to live up to a certain thing that he doesn't really have.
Yep.
That's what I consider being a loser, I guess.
When
I wasn't a loser for me is just someone who who's falling short of what they're projecting.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I get that. And yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. He says I'm going back to Puerto Vallarta.
Did Wagner write an opera about that?
Puerto Vallarta.
Vallarta. She's got a girlfriend.
It's weird.
But they're actually mowing daughter.
Ow. I'm just saying.
That was high.
It was. And I hurt my ears. So it's weird.
I kind of hit that one.
It's weird he kind of said Vallarta this episode because I think he's been fine. I don't know. So he's FaceTiming Abby, and she keeps saying, "You're my big teddy bear." And then Gabby gets on, "Cómo está? Sí." I'm like, Frankie, you have to know more Spanish than that.
No, it's so he's like, "Cómo está? Me voy bien." She's like, "You need to work on your Spanish." And then he goes, "La leche."
He's just gross. Because
you know that's what he says whenever he has an orgasm.
Yeah. And then he's like, I kind of liked our time because it was easier because Gabby didn't know what I was saying. And Gabby is painting him something. And I wrote down, I guarantee you the conversations between Frankie and Abby were nothing.
No.
It was just, I can't wait for your kisses. I can't wait to hold you in your teddy bear arms.
Hey, babe, show me your ass and your panties.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
It was. And I know this is completely redundant. I'm sure none of you guys would listen. Don't accept this for any, whether you're Frankie or Abby in the situation. Don't talk to someone on the phone for this long like that.
No.
No, it's just, you're not getting anywhere. It's just awful. I just can't even imagine being in a place like this where there'd be so much self, like, I can understand on Abby's, what she's trying to scam him. But if you're settling for crumbs like this, which you are,
yeah,
don't ever do that. Don't settle for crumbs.
But I don't think Frankie wants that. Frankie just
wants... He wants just crumbs or he wants...
He wants to... Because he's kind of... Like, I don't think he has the best... Like, remember he talked about... Until he discovered dance and that he was a... you know... And still he danced with Alan Ailey. He didn't have a lot of confidence.
No.
So,
no.
Until he discovered he was a dancer that... But this guy, it's so funny that a lot of these Americans feel like shit about themselves.
That's true.
Not all of them.
Exhibit A, Danielle.
Valentine is not, but Danielle for sure.
Well, Valentine's the opposite because he masks all that insecurity... With that bravado.
The muscles, the thing, the wig, it all is the mask.
It's true. Ariana, too.
Yeah. Ariana, she feels so... I think that's a
requirement to be on 90 Day Fiancé.
I don't know how... Come at me, moms. This isn't a judgment. It's more just like... just the procedures of it. How do you have that long of nails that Ariana has and you wipe your baby's ass with poop on it?
I don't know how that works.
I mean...
I've never had nails that long.
Never have either. How do you do anything?
I'm sure there's a way.
I'd be worried of cutting the baby. Scratch my baby with my nail.
Again, I don't know
and
anything.
And then you got poop on your nail.
I don't know anything
about...
It's
unsanitary.
I don't know anything about nail. I think maybe you can... Maybe you do like...
You kind of wipe it, but it's you don't use your fingers at all.
Right.
You just kind of like...
You palm it.
Like you palm it the way Paula Abdul claps.
Yes. Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman. I thought
at the
Paula
Oscars.
Abdul claps with her fingers.
She does. But Nicole Kidman does the famous Oscar clap. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
The famous... No, this. I can't do it with my microphone.
Oh, okay.
With her long fingers.
We're clapping, y'all. Anyway, sorry. I got distracted. But, So,
shocker. He's like, I'm feeling kind of bad though because
I'm gonna blow up their lives.
I'm kind of being. I'm feeling like a home wrecker, and I'm like, okay, you said this last week, but you didn't really mind.
You didn't mind. So we kind of leave him. It's interesting the way they edit it, and then we have Abby and Gabby, and they're in Puerto Vallarta in PV. waiting for Frankie to come see them. And BabyCon Abby, right?
Yeah.
BabyCon Abby's like, I miss him so much. She's like, I just need him here. I need his support to tell me that I'm to tell Gabby that I'm gonna get married to Frankie. And then she looks at her phone, and this is why, no matter what you think, you know it's a con.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to think, I couldn't remember the movie, but we've all seen it. The way that she looked at her phone is like the way a James Bond looks at their phone in a movie when their plan doesn't go according to plan.
Oh, yeah, no, the anger that flashed, there was no hurt.
No.
It went straight to anger and it went straight to what's plan B? What's plan B?
It was like Disney villain transparent.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
It was.
She gets very angry.
Very angry.
Yeah, y'all, there's no hurt in this. It is just...
That's a good qualifier of that. There's no hurt.
There's not anger mixed with hurt.
There's no, what's wrong with him?
Right.
There's no empathy for what's going on with him. And so she's like looking at her phone. She reminded me of like Molly, when Molly's talking to Louise about that owl, that episode we just watched on our class list. And she's going, I don't know.
Now, this is the thing. She's like, I need to go talk to Gabby about this. This is when I realized, when she's getting so upset about this, here's what was going to happen. She keeps saying, I'll marry Frankie, and then we'll find a way to get Gabby there. Nope, this is a way to blow up her relationship with Gabby. This is a way, because she's tired of being with this older woman who she wants to go to the U.S. Mm-hmm. So two things can happen. She can find this Mark, who can easily sweet talk him.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is she's got this girlfriend for 10 years. So what she has to do is she has to convince all of them. It's a kind of a genius move. She has to convince all of them to be in a three-way relationship. However, they're going to, because of immigration, she'll let immigration handle her relationship. They'll get married, and she'll just stop talking to Gabby without having to break up with her.
Or kind of like in Ocean's 11, basically, or her mother has always stolen her relationships for her
girlfriend
her entire life. Her mother, it's her mother, y'all. And she finally said, this is, but I agree with you. She realizes, this is, I'm going to con a con. I'm going to con my mother and get my mother out of the, she's going to con, Jennifer Love Hewitt is going to get Sigourney Weaver.
You said Ocean's 11 earlier.
Well, it's one of those movies. Jennifer Love Hewitt is going to get, this is like.
Stop shouting.
George Clooney is going to con that Italian guy who owns the casino, whatever his name
That's
is.
That's Ocean's 11.
What's his name? Andy DeFranco?
Andy
DeFranco.
Andy Garcia.
Andy Garcia. He's going to con Andy Garcia out of this.
I have to parse all this. That was the singer, Andy DeFranco, I assume you were talking about, and then Andy Garcia. Two different people. Neither are what's his names or her names.
But you're right. She's getting MamaCon out of the picture and letting the government do the dirty work.
This is the way she's doing it.
This is the way.
It's genius. It's also lazy as fuck and emotionally terrible to do to someone.
Yes.
Because, y'all, I guarantee you, Gabby's not someone who walks away easily.
No.
From a relationship.
Because Gabby trained her daughter and she wants that money.
So, y'all...
She wants that Frankie money!
They're talking... This is the thing. I just can't imagine they think Frankie has that much.
As we've learned on this show, some people in other countries have a very different idea of what Americans...
Right.
I mean, we found that, like, it was a rude awakening for Annie.
Yeah.
With David and Annie.
Y'all, you just gotta... There's so many things where you can find out how much people make. The internet's a wonderful thing, I've heard.
Well, it depends on what country you are. If you're in China, you're not going to be able to Google to find. How does poodle?
The Chinese version of poodle.
How does Olga Poodleskaya find out how rich the Chinese businessman is if she's in China?
The ravens.
Oh, okay.
The ravens go behind their back and see the bank statements.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And they slap up against the window. So, y'all, Gabby's kind of, she's like, you know, I think in this next little part, we need to do a Love in Paradise theater.
All right.
In this next conversation.
All right.
I'll be playing the role of Gabby.
You're playing Baby Con.
No.
Or Mama Con. Yes, Mama. You're Mama Con.
Yes.
You got to use Mama and Daughter because Gabby and Abby confuses me.
Right.
And I'm Baby Con.
You're Baby Con.
Okay, hold on. Let me get to that part. And
what hold on,
I just
doing?
Need my phone for a prop. Okay,
and see, Abby, answer, what's wrong?
Answer,
Abby.
Answer, Abby.
You look as upset as a narwhal when it's out in the bay about to give birth to several babies.
Is that the story you read me when I was a child, Mom? I mean, girlfriend.
I don't like this incest talk, but I guess we're going to have to play it your way. Maybe. It was when we play role play, I do read you children's books, Abby.
Yes, it's like a nougat or whatever you just said. A narwhal. Yes.
When I see them, that is a whale kind of.
Oh, sure. I love a whale.
I've got
love
to get
American
you,
whales.
I've got to
love that whale of a man who's not coming, Mom.
I need to get
girlfriend.
You that book on animals.
You do. Frankie's not coming. He just texted
me. Oh,
no. We came all the way here.
But why are
we
you so
showed up?
Why are you so upset, Baby Con?
I'm not upset.
It seems like you have something else to tell me.
No. But you smell kind of like B.O. I mean, I got to get away. I mean, I'm going to miss him.
You're acting like the hermit crab who quickly ditches himself back into his shell before it gives me a chance to really ask you the question.
What?
So tell me, hermit crab, why are you upset? Tell me, my pequeño hermit crab. What are you doing? Why are you so upset?
Because I sent him a text and he blocked me.
I see.
He told me, he said...
Try to have empathy for him. There must be some reason.
I told him we were waiting for us and we're supposed to be here with him and then go to America.
Oh.
With you.
Oh.
You're coming. Yeah, okay. You're going to come too. I promise. It's all of us.
So...
All of us. We're all going, Mom.
We'll all go to America, and you'll be put in my lap like a wallaby and ride in my pouch, loving Wuthers warmth, sucking on my nipples for my supple breast milk.
Don't take me to my happy place right now. I'm angry. He blocked me. And then he texted me and said, I can't just come here and break up a family.
What does that mean? We're just here in Puerto Vallarta. Why would it be breaking up a family?
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. He didn't text that, actually. He said
Mexican texts are so unreliable
these
days.
Yeah, that's somebody. He said he ate some bad shrimp. So it's going to have to postpone.
That makes sense.
That's it. Yeah, but still.
Coming. There are no bad shrimp. Just shrimp that don't make us feel good. And
I gotta move. And scene. Y'all, I love, regardless what situation you believe, I love watching a con get conned.
This is so good.
This is so good.
Satisfying. I know I will be very upset if this story ends quickly.
Yes.
But This episode.
Well,
and
next
watching
week we
Abby,
have his friend comes to visit.
Right.
Because remember, he was supposed to go with his friend.
Right.
So the friend comes, but not Frankie.
So I don't know if we'll see Frankie anymore. Maybe he'll. We'll
it
hear
was
him.
Weird that we didn't see Frankie send the text.
Yes, you're
and
right.
See, or hear anything? Why? And it's weird that we're
maybe
not
he stopped
seeing
participating.
Frankie. I have a feeling that Frankie could have stopped doing the show.
Interesting.
Because I'm trying to think about this season on 90 Day Fiancé. Did we see a lot of Frankie? It's a lot of Gabby and Abby.
Yes, you're right.
The names are just so ridiculous.
Because they're not real. They're not real. Maybe
anyway,
they'll try to con the friend.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Y'all, that's the show.
Sigourney Weaver's got a lot of tricks. Ooh, this season is good. This show gives me lives.
Or
whatever it's called.
Y'all gotta spend, if you're in that city in Colombia.
Baca.
No, you're doing it wrong.
Buca.
No, it's not that. It's Barranquilla.
Barranquilla. Tell us what lives is like. We would go to Lives.
I guarantee you they have a good bottomless mimosa, and there's lots of bottom puns.
Guarantee you, Poodle will get one of those bartenders to sleep with him, and he wouldn't have to pay him.
Ooh, my God.
They were beautiful.
Yeah. Colombia is way up there on the dick chain, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Way up there. Yeah. Just exhibit A is a lot of the porn I see.
It's true. Y'all, we went on a lot of journeys this episode.
I'm a little dizzy, actually. Was that one episode?
Yes, it felt like four. That's the episode. That's Love in Paradise. They were on episode four. I think we're going to have...
God, I love this show.
Was there eight last season?
There were eight last season.
So that means...
We got four more.
We got four more, hopefully. So that means... Okay. So we'll miss one episode, but we'll probably end up... We'll cover maybe two. We'll talk about Love in Paradise because it comes out on the free feed eventually. So we're going to have to do that show when it comes out on the free feed. So we'll probably end up doing it in some way. We'll let you know. We're not going to... I know we're on vacation, but for this, it won't be a fully skipped week with Love in Paradise.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Because otherwise, it's more work for us later down the road. And can you imagine if we covered this 4 months from now when we haven't even watched
exactly,
it?
Exactly.
We'd be like... So, Connor...
And I hate having to rewatch things.
Yeah. So, anyway, so you'll probably get it. We'll decide. We'll talk about how we're going to do that, and we will let you know. But until then, y'all, we call these people lonely hearts, because aren't we all just... Golly, lonely hearts doesn't even feel sufficient for these hot messes. We call these trash heaps lonely hearts, and aren't we all just trash heaps?
Garbage dumps.
Just looking for love in all the wrong places.
Y'all... And if you go to Lives this weekend, tell Hector I said hey.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit ImpressBeauty.com/PressOn and use code PressOn25 at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies.